Chapter 24, Negotiating Job Offers and Compensation. The following concepts will be covered in this topic: meaning of job offer, components of job offer. So when I talk of a job offer, it is a formal proposal put forward by the employer to the candidate, right? So the terms and conditions related to the job title, designation, job responsibilities, and a lot of other aspects which we will discuss as we move ahead with this chapter. Then you talk of negotiating job offers, the process, elements of job offer, an overview of compensation, salary package, right, remuneration. So we discuss an overview, then the steps for negotiation of compensation, and conclusion. So, meaning of job offer. A job offer refers to an offer made directly to the applicant to fill a vacancy. After a candidate clears the interview and thereafter is considered for a job, only then the candidate will receive an offer of employment. So, when I talk of a job offer, what does it really outline? It outlines the company name, the designation, your responsibilities, compensation, which is salary, benefits. They could also ask you for more documents if required. They could also focus on other aspects such as putting forward details related to your services being terminated at a particular point of time. So, a lot of information which will make you feel, of course, worthy as a candidate because you have been given that offer, but at the same time, letting you know very clearly what the job offer is all about. So, compensation, job responsibilities, and benefits, right? And other conditions of employment are outlined here. So, if I talk of various benefits, various perks, so for example, the company may give you, free food, or the company may even offer you a mobile. So certain benefits and perks which you can avail or make use of, right? It is a formal proposal given by an employer to a potential candidate, inviting them to join the organization. Remember to review your job offer and show gratitude and express thankfulness and confirm acceptance. It is very important that once you get the job offer, you go through it. Firstly, you should feel that gratitude and thankfulness that you have been given this offer. So the moment you get an offer, learn to appreciate, learn to feel happy. Right now, sometimes it can be possible that an individual will say, but this is not the offer I'm waiting for. I wanted to get into the other organization. It's possible. But always learn to be thankful, because somewhere you have to appreciate that you have received this offer. Then you should go through the job offer appropriately. Go through it means it is very clearly outlined, all the aspects, right? They could also talk of the termination of services in that offer letter. They could talk of various aspects related to probation. So everything is put forward clearly. It is really up to you to understand what is put forward and move ahead with it. Move ahead means then you have to really follow, in the sense that if they've said we are giving you this offer, then it is really up to you to take it and move ahead. Right? Components of job offer. Position description includes job title, date of joining, and package. It can include information such as job responsibilities. So what are the skills that you really possess which you can really contribute? So it describes very clearly, when I talk of position description, that position description describes very clearly all about you, your job offer which you have been put forward. Sorry, the job offer which has been given to you. So definitely what is expected out of you as a candidate, right? what is expected out of you in terms of the work that needs to be done, all those concepts, right? So skills, abilities that you possess, and how are you going to contribute that, correct? When I talk of job responsibilities, it includes the functions an employee has to perform. So when we are giving you a job offer, it is because you have those skills, that ability, that aptitude, that knowledge, that educational qualification. So at the same time, what can you really contribute in terms of work in our organization? That is what is the requirement. Start date and work schedule depends on the company and also on the new hiree's circumstances. So if they say, we want you to start as early as tomorrow. Now, of course, a lot depends on you at that juncture as to how you reply. I personally will say that if given a choice, I would have started yesterday, but because of, and then I explain in 3-4 lines that tomorrow may not be feasible. And then you ask for some span of time or whatever you want to really put forward. But the moment I say, given a choice, I would have started yesterday or last week, it also shows your level of enthusiasm. See, they will also figure out your level of genuineness. They will figure out whether you are a sincere individual or not, and whether you really want to take this up or not, right? That's what it is. Probationary period is a time frame which could range from 3 months to 6 months or even 1 year, during which the employer will evaluate the employee's performance. So when I talk of probationary period, what is it that we need to understand? This time, which is mentioned as probationary period, it could ideally be even up to 1 year. But if your performance is not satisfactory, then within that 1 year, that means before that 1 year gets done, they can ask you to leave. And this is not considered illegal because you are anyways in that time frame, which is called probationary period. In probationary period, you are not really a confirmed employee. So a lot depends on how you present your skills, your ability, and your aptitude, right? The employer will have certain expectations and have specific performance goals for the employee. So those expectations have to be fulfilled. Your performance goals, that needs to be looked into. And this is what we mean by probationary period. Components of job offer as we continue. Pay or salary depends on your skills and performance. Perks, benefits, health insurance, and retirement plans all will be discussed and mentioned. So when I talk of health insurance, so for example, in some organizations, the employer will pay for the health insurance of the employee. What happens in this case, the employee will feel a sense of contentment and not have to feel worried in relation to the fact that they're expected to pay for some medical emergency or they're expected to pay and it could mean a sudden loss to them, right? Because sometimes you never know the amount of money and funds that can really go into a particular treatment. So then that again will make a difference to the employee, right? When I talk of certain benefits, for example, you are availing that benefit that you can have flexible working hours since a lot of your clients are based abroad. So the time zones differ. So, you know, you're somewhere making use or availing certain benefits which are of course discussed and therefore it makes a difference to you, right? See, even when you take up a particular job offer, it is because you feel that there's a sense of contentment and this is what you really wanted to do. So ideally it's both sides. From the employer's side, this is what they really are looking for, and from the employee's side, this is what you really want. When I talk of performance standards, they are derived from the organization's objectives and specific objectives of the job. So what does performance standard really mean? For example, they have these goals which are really, you know, lived up to. That means they expect the employees in the organization to really achieve these goals. They expect that as far as your work is concerned, you are living up to what needs to be done. That means expectations from the employer. It also means that they have a basic specific standard, the specific guidelines in terms of how do you go about that task or those tasks and achieve those tasks, right? So when I talk of performance standards, it's also about that employee who is demonstrating professional behavior at the workplace. So for example, target performance standard, right? Have you lived up to the targets and achievements of the targets? So when I talk of employee performance standards, it also means that the individual has that goal which ideally is expected to be achieved. So the individual has a goal which is expected to be achieved. That means you as an individual will have that goal, but it is because the organization expects you to accomplish and achieve those goals, and that will be the defining factor. So it is an overall expectation of that organization from you as an employee. Then I talk of employee confidentiality agreements, wherein the employee agrees that he or she may not use confidential information provided by the company and will not use the information for personal gain. So when I talk of confidentiality agreement, definitely it means the individual will not use the information for personal gain. It can also mean that there is full trust in the employee that he or she will not break any rules or regulations. Another very important aspect is that you have to live up to this confidentiality agreement, because somewhere, if you don't live up to the confidentiality agreement, it is probably possible that action can be taken against you. So you need to look into the aspects related to confidentiality, right? Another very important point is that for any organization, you have to respect that privacy and confidentiality. You have to let them have that faith that you are not misusing the information which is given to you. You are not ideally taking additional advantage of the information that is given to you in a negative manner. See, when I have access to information, when I have access to documents, I can make use of it in a positive way or a negative way. So that is where you have to see to it, you do not use it for your personal gain. Acceptance of the offer and signature line. Once you have reviewed the terms of the contract in the job letter and a signature line section requiring the worker to sign and returning the job offer, confirming that he is agreed or she is agreed. So definitely when you confirm that you have agreed to this job offer, it is also to let them know that you are willing to work here. Secondly, your signature is more like a verification that you have actually decided to go ahead and taken the decision, right? So what is important for you at that juncture? Definitely when we talk of signature, that is your proof and verification that you're willing to work, but also you have gone through all the terms of the contract and you feel that everything seems very appropriate and feasible. So you have taken it forward. That's what it is, right? Negotiating job offers. So when I talk of negotiating job offers, what is negotiation? A strategic discussion between two parties to come up with a solution that both parties find acceptable. So when I talk of negotiation, you are expressing appreciation and interest in your position. You're also understanding what are your long-term goals and objectives. So when you negotiate your salary, title, and other prospects, which will impact your present as well as your future. So ideally, when you negotiate in a win-win manner, I would say, where both the parties feel content. Sometimes when you're on the other side, when you're negotiating or the negotiation is for compensation, remuneration package, there may be a slight difference as far as expectation is concerned. But I always feel if you're willing to take that job offer, then somewhere you probably can adjust and accommodate. And one aspect would be the negotiation in terms of compensation. You need to prioritize what you want to get out of the negotiation. You will say that I do not want this job offer to go because I definitely have expressed appreciation and interest. But at the same time, does my value system match with that of my organization? Do my values match with the professional goals? Is it something that I'm looking forward to? What about my long-term objectives? Will that be fulfilled within this organization? When I talk of negotiation, I probably can negotiate on various fronts, right? From salary to my benefits, which I can avail, right? So you need to get what you want out of that negotiation. Examine the job offer. When one is evaluating a job offer, one needs to look into the designation, the organization, location, benefits, and compensation. So, firstly, where is it that that organization will take you in terms of moving forward? Then I also talk of the designation, the status, right? When I talk of designation status, that means what are we talking of the job title, right? Location does matter according to me, right? Are you fine with the location? Now, generally, let's be frank, we're living in a very competitive world, so everything may not really fall in place. So somewhere you have to realize that you need to make adjustments. Somewhere you have to realize that it's okay if you don't make adjustments because a lot of things are in your favor too. So it all depends on the way you think, right? You need to evaluate the job offer and whether the skills and experience are worth the salary, right? So you can really understand and evaluate, are you really getting a package or salary as per the market trends? Right? Of course, it depends on the location too, but what about the market trends? You can look into that. Pay attention to market values. That's what we just said. Determining your worth in the market value is an estimate of how much you should be earning based on your years of experience, designation, skills, and location. So you can also check on Glassdoor, right? That'll probably give you an idea as to are you really, getting paid as per the market value. So what happens is once you can actually determine your worth, then you will have a better understanding as to how to negotiate. If you do not really know of the market trends or your market value in terms of the skills, aptitude, abilities, and the qualifications that you have, then how will you be able to negotiate? So you can really negotiate in a fair and justified manner if you know and if you're ready with information, if you're prepared how to really put forward the information and discuss. Remember, do not sound very aggressive while you negotiate. Do not sound as if everything that you say is correct. Do not be overconfident. Do not make the opposite person think or feel that you know it all. Remember that you are, we all are rather dealing with competition, and if not me, they can be somebody else. So be very humble, down to earth, but be assertive with your tone, be informative. Let them also realize that you are aware. That is important. But the way I sound in terms of the information put forward, that has to be convincing, right? Next, describe why you are entering a negotiation. The aim of negotiation is to get the best possible advantage. while agreeing to certain concessions for the offer so that there is an outcome. When I say best possible advantage, yes, see, as I said, negotiation can be a win-win situation. So you have to understand how to negotiate. You have to understand that the negotiation is not coming across as sounding rude, right? Because you, the moment you agree to certain concessions, then there will be a positive outcome. So what is it that you want to agree to? What is it that you do not want to agree to? That will be the deciding factor. Evaluate your position in the bargaining process. A position in negotiation is rigid thoughts or fixated ideas. But again, how do you put it forward? How are you able to negotiate? Are you able to create a win-win situation? All those aspects. Or maybe a demand that could be the reasons for conflict. Now, when I talk of negotiation, yes, if that negotiation goes out of control, it can lead to a conflict, right? So when I talk of bargaining, bargaining based on designations is based on the negotiation ability. When I say bargaining based on designations is based on negotiation ability, you are negotiating with someone who's the general manager there. Then definitely that person will have a higher up in terms of the way he or she bargains. That means that person will have a higher up in terms of the way he or she bargains. Probably more of what he has said or will say will have an impact than what you say. Because it is also partially about the designation. See, it's a simple understandable fact that the person who is more in power and has more authority will definitely negotiate better. At that point of time, you've got to keep your ego aside. At that point of time, you've got to show respect and courtesy, because the person whom you're seated across has that power and authority in terms of designation. So you've got to really understand that. Next is practice your style of delivery and act with etiquette. Do not interrupt while the person who's at a senior level and discussing with you. Do not sound rude, okay? While negotiating, use appropriate and respectful language to create a positive impression and show professionalism. By being an active listener, you can create a positive impression. So definitely, when you are an active listener, you definitely will give that impression that you have heard the person out, and then you are deciding on certain key factors as to what can seem effective in terms of negotiation and what may probably not have a positive impact in terms of the negotiation. So your ability to be an active listener is very important. Know when to leave. When we talk of the negotiation process and they say know when to leave, negotiation is crucial to any job offer. And if you feel you offered less, you can think it over and go back to the negotiation table, or you can consider to look for another job with better opportunities. Now, when I say you can go back to the negotiation table, definitely that I personally feel nothing is wrong if you go back to the negotiation table. Eventually, you have to decide, is this the place you really want to work, or do you want to look for better job opportunities? That is up to you.